Olympic organizers estimate that about 1 million people will visit Turin and the nearby mountain venues during the Winter Games. But that does not mean that during the Games business is good for everyone. Skiing is closed to the public in Sestriere, where the alpine events are being staged. In Cesana, where the bobsled, luge, and biathlon competitions are being run, the nearby ski slopes are still open to the public, but little revenue is coming in because there are few skiers enjoying the snow. Most who are there are Italians who are close enough to make the drive for the day. Ski instructor Laura Zaccaria told VOA a slow winter season is the price they are paying for hosting the Olympics.
Here we don't have a lot of business because the hotels are full for the Olympics, but it's good because it's important for all of Italy and the world and for us, so we think the future will be better.
The mostly empty ski slopes are a pleasant surprise for Laura Mills, who is here from London to visit family.
We thought it would be really busy, so it's good for us.
The nearby winter resort of Sestriere is full of Olympic visitors. While none are skiing, most are having a great time. Elizabeth Biot is from the western U.S. state of Utah. She was a volunteer during the 2002 Salt Lake City Olympics and says Italy is doing a great job of hosting the Winter Games.
It's been incredible. The Italian people have gone out of their way to make things work.
Italian tourism officials, such as Mirko Oseo, says this kind of favorable review by the thousands of visitors here, plus the positive media coverage being broadcast to billions around the world, will lead to increased tourism in the future.
The visibility and the promotion you can get through the Olympics is something you can't pay with any money.
South African Ray Duncan made the trip here from London with his British girlfriend to watch the snowboarding competition in Bardonecchia. He is a recreational snowboarder and told VOA he will likely come back.
I've not been to Italy before, and I've now seen the mountains and the ranges around here, and it looks really nice. So it would be something that I'd consider for my next trip to come out and see it. You know, and Italians so far have been pretty friendly, so all good.
That's just the kind of impression Olympics organizers hope to make. Visitors enjoying themselves so they can spread the word, resulting in a long-term gain for the tourism industry here. Park Brewer, VOA Sports, in Turin.